Chapter 22. Yellow fuzz glitters drop down the backs of my eyelids, following a bazillion yellow fuzz glitters. Boring. But opening my eyes would be a bad thing. They would know I was awake. Time to torture the kid again.
Son, are you in pain? Do you remember?
Decision made. Nameless. Legless, clueless, ageless, me. Like when I used to sit with my big button tape deck between my Velcro kids. 4 years old, and there was nothing except the music. The Brown Warthog Song. Four brown warthogs sleeping in the wood. One heard buzzing, and up he stood. A tread got near, and a mild crash. Dishes. Followed by the voice of authority.
Mr. Adams, we know you're awake. You have to eat this time.
Caught himself a dragonfly. Good. Nurse Ratched, the carnivore, the suppository rapist. She had wanted me to choose between food and a feeding tube for our next bout with reality.
Mr. Adams, I can see your eyelids moving.
She didn't like me. Thought maybe I committed a murder, something like that. Something like, I went back to find a body and broke my leg so people would feel sympathy for me instead of revulsion. Some people were thinking that. Sometimes I could hear voices echoing out in the hall. I opened one eye a slit to see if my mother was in the room with that George friend of hers. George was supposed to be my attorney. He had an olive green suit last time he had been in here. Olive green was the hot new color for suits. I'm glad I'm not a grown-up. The only one in slit range was Nurse Omnipresent. She was like God, knew your thoughts by the slit in your eye.
You're not allowed any visitors, not until you eat something, drink something, and say something to Dr. Foddy. He's a very expensive psychotherapist, and your parents are not paying him to watch your eyelids dance. And your leg will not heal on mere inhalation. Do you understand?
The bed was moving, the top of it at least. I was bending at the waist, coming up to meet a bowl of off-white barf. The nurse grabbed my arm and forced it toward the spoon. It made me think she was planning to push my face into this oatmeal. And I had other ideas. Before you get violent, think of who my mother is, I muttered, swallowing the razor blades in my throat. I could feel her glaring like four brown warthogs. She thought I had committed a murder, something like that.
Your mother is not here, nor will she be here until you eat. So you can rot here alone or
fuck off. I shut my eyes again, wondering if she planned to dump my head in this bowl. I heard her pick up the phone and punch in numbers. They told me I hadn't eaten in 5 days, but I knew they were lying. 5 days, I would be completely and totally starving and not able to resist. She could bite me.
Dr. Foddy? It's Carol Flannery. He just spoke.
Yes, I'm quite certain.
Fuck off.